Welcome to the Flash World, where we delve deeper into the stories shaping our planet. Today, we're exploring the latest developments from Eastern Europe to the Middle East. From the ongoing conflict in Ukraine to the controversial foreign agent law in Georgia, and finally, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's critical mission to Israel. Stay with us as we uncover the ramifications of these events on the global stage. We begin our journey in Eastern Europe amidst the tumult of the Ukrainian conflict. Laura, can you bring us up to speed on the situation?
Certainly, Wendy. Ukraine finds itself at a pivotal moment as Russia intensifies its military efforts. Specifically, the Donetsk region, with cities like Chasiv Yar, Avdiivka, is experiencing unprecedented turmoil. Recent maneuvers around Chasiv Yar reveal Russia's strategy to encircle key Ukrainian strongholds, employing a mix of infantry, artillery, and drones. Despite substantial obstacles, including a shortage of artillery shells and dwindling Western aid, Ukrainian forces are displaying remarkable resilience.
That's quite a challenge. What about international support for Ukraine?
A recent bilateral security agreement with the Netherlands has infused fresh energy into Ukraine's defense, providing 2 billion euros in military aid and additional support over the next decade. This international backing is crucial as Ukraine navigates the complexities of modern warfare and diplomatic negotiations.
It's clear the stakes are high. Moving to Avdiivka, the situation appears even more dire.
Indeed, Wendy. Avdiivka has become a focal point for Russia's new offensive, transitioning from vehicle to infantry-led assaults to capture broader territories. This has brought significant devastation to the area, raising significant concerns about the sustainability of Ukrainian defenses without enhanced Western military support.
And amidst this struggle, there's a human aspect to the conflict as well.
Absolutely. The deployment of Ukraine's 3rd Assault Brigade to Avdiivka has injected new vigor into the defense efforts. Despite being outnumbered, their bravery and frontline experience offer a glimmer of hope. This unit's strategic rotation to bolster Avdiivka's defenses highlights the complex interplay of military tactics, scarcity of resources, and international alliances shaping this conflict.
Turning our gaze towards Georgia, controversy brews over a proposed foreign agent law. Eugene, what's the latest?
Wendy, Georgia is witnessing a historic moment as tens of thousands protest against the government's attempt to introduce a foreign agent law, mirroring a similar Russian legislation. This move has sparked outrage, with the law seen as a threat to the country's democratic fabric and its aspirations for closer EU ties.
The response to these protests has been quite severe.
Absolutely. The government's crackdown on peaceful demonstrators, employing tear gas, water cannons, and stun grenades, has led to numerous injuries and detentions. This aggressive stance has drawn sharp criticism from the international community, jeopardizing Georgia's EU candidate status and highlighting the rift between the desire for European integration and authoritarian tendencies inspired by Russia.
It seems Georgia is at a crossroads in its democratic journey.
Indeed, the protests are about much more than one piece of legislation. They signal a broader struggle for Georgia's democratic identity and its European future. Despite the government's persistence with the law, the spirit of the Georgian people remains undeterred, keen on defining their path towards democracy and European alignment.
Our final segment takes us to the Middle East, where U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has embarked on a vital mission to Israel. Sean, what can you tell us?
Wendy, amidst escalating tensions following a deadly attack from Hamas, Antony Blinken's visit to Israel marks a crucial attempt to navigate towards peace. His agenda emphasizes brokering a ceasefire and enhancing humanitarian considerations for Gaza's civilians, balancing the push for an immediate de-escalation with longer-term stability efforts.
This mission comes with its own set of challenges, doesn't it?
Exactly. Aside from the immediate concern of securing a ceasefire and addressing hostage situations, there's a broader ambition to resolve enduring issues like the future of Gaza and the West Bank, and the aspirations for Palestinian statehood. The complexity of these negotiations, set against the backdrop of a volatile region, underscores the importance of Blinken's diplomatic endeavors.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash World, we've traversed the globe from the heart of Eastern Europe to the tumultuous Middle East. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine, the contentious foreign agent law in Georgia, and Antony Blinken's critical peace mission in Israel reflect the intricate web of global politics, warfare, and the struggle for democracy. Thank you for joining us. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand.